might happen for Stoke here. It's broken with Charlie Adam. Advances towards the edge of the Liverpool penalty. A left-footed shot. Really caught that. Solidly threw it with the left foot from Charlie Adam. He took the shot a couple of yards outside the penalty area. Just lifted high over the crossbar at the end of the day. It remains goalless. Stoke City over the halfway line. And back Liverpool come, though, with Allen. Square to Gerrard. Gerrard in front of the centre circle. Feeds it out perfectly to Coutinho on the right wing. Good build-up. Coutinho dribbles it into the box. Right-footed. Opportunity, Coutinho! Oh, and he can't find the final delivery with the shot. Left-footed. He's caught it wrong. And he's ballooned it behind Begovic's goal. Great ball to Lallana. Gets into the penalty area quite wide. Coutinho there to help. Goes for goal himself, Lallana. And left-footed just curves it wide. Best opportunity Liverpool have had in best snatch on goal that they've seen anyway. Muniesa to Peters, the left back for Stoke, dribbles it to the halfway line, then delivers to Arnautovic, will take on Emre Can. He tries to beat him on the left side, gets his way through with the help of a deflection. Charlie Adam takes a shot, that's easy for Diouf, and it's 1-0 for Stoke City. Charlie Adam's shot, some appeals for offside from Lucas Samamadou Sakho. Not appeals that the referee is even vaguely interested in, but a very straightforward finish by Diouf at the end. The shot from Charlie Adam just a bit too hot for Simon Mignolet to hold, and he parried it to his left side. Diouf was there, rammed it home. It's Stoke 1, Liverpool 0. Arnautovic drives himself into the box, releases for Diouf, looks for a second! Oh, he smashed that one above Simon Mignolet. Mama Diouf with a wonderful finish, and Stoke's lead is stretching. They're not interested in the Gerrard send-off. Stoke 2, Liverpool 0. Arnautovic doing good work again on the left-hand side, but that was an absolutely top draw strike from Diouf. Throw in towards Antonzi. Holds it up on the right side of the Liverpool box. Allen's close to him. Roll back for Charlie Adam. Gets to the corner flag. Curls across in towards Diouf. Backs into Can. Oh, it'll be three here. No, that's a great save. He's headed over the line. It's Jonathan Walters. Stoke are embarrassing Liverpool on the final day of the season. Exactly on the 30-minute mark. They've now scored three. The Scouser Walters, who always enjoys playing against the team he supports, has put Stoke City 3-0 up. It was almost Diouf with the goal for his hat-trick. Walters hung around and headed a ball just which bobbled right past the line. The first shot by Walters, saved by the keeper, and then he gets another chance. 3-0. It's Lallana into the Stoke penalty area. Oh, he's been clipped. That's a shout, surely. Well, it looked like it. Lallana furious that the referee's not going to consider it. That's from our position, that looked like the Stoke player had crashed into Lallana's knees and brought him onto the floor.
That's a penalty without shadow of a doubt.
That's a throw-in by Jeff Cameron, headed on by Walters. Diouf challenges for it. Sakho just about survives. Lost to Charlie Adam. Adam on the edge of the penalty area! Well, surely this can't get any worse. Stoke 4, Liverpool 0. Charlie Adam, a deliberate thunderbolt into the right corner of the net. It's a horrible, horrible way to end the Premier League season. And it makes you feel so, so low. Stoke 4, Liverpool 0. Embarrassing.
You know, in this day and age, you would have wanted to go out on a good note. With all the disappointments of recent weeks, it's difficult for Liverpool to you know, on a day like today.
1 minute left to half-time. Well, surely Liverpool have never been 5-0 down at half-time in any match ever in their history. But to be 5-0 down after 44 minutes is a very sad indictment of what we've watched today. Stoke are making history. And Steven Gerrard's last game for Liverpool is one which he will want to wipe from his own memory bank. The captain looks a disconsolate figure as he walks back to the halfway line, but even he couldn't rouse his side from this. Stephen Ndonzi, right-footed, and he's found the top right corner of the net. and Stoke have blown Liverpool apart today. Brendan Rodgers' side, a shell shot. Stoke 5, Liverpool 0.